Cleaning Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by telling you just how amazing you are. Thank you so much for sharing the show with people that you think will love it. That's really the only way we'll grow. We have zero advertising budget. The entire thing has just been built on you, amazing human beings, giving us great reviews on iTunes, subscribing on iTunes and YouTube, joining the Facebook group, all that good stuff. So thank you for being amazing. Today, we're chatting with Joseph Silbaugh, owner of ProClean Janitorial Solutions. Joseph has been serving the greater Seattle area for over a decade. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about you, man. You married, you single, what got you in the cleaning business? What's shaking over there?
Well, yeah, I'm married. Been married for 15 years. I have 4 children. And I got into the cleaning business, really two things. One, my family's been in it. I'm like the 4th generation to work in the business.
Impressive.
And I was attending University of Washington with my wife, and we got pregnant, and she got so sick that she couldn't continue going to classes. So I needed to find, she couldn't work, and I needed to find extra money, and I knew how to do this. So I just started doing it and finished school and then just kept going with it.
Can't think of a better reason to start a cleaning company than to literally feed your family. Cool. So, and it sounds like you've been there for over a decade. Are you still cleaning yourself? Do you have employees? What stage of the business are you in?
Yeah, I've had employees. I've had up to 10. But it was very frustrating dealing with all of the problems of that engenders having employees. So I shrunk it down. And I've been handling it myself for the past 4 years. But I think I need to grow bigger than I can handle on my own. So that's the position I'm in right now.
All right, cool. Well, let's see if I can help you grow your cleaning company a little bit today. What's going on in your world that I can hopefully give you some help with?
Well, I'd like to learn how to generate leads in ways other than cold calling, which I'm getting diminishing returns on. So that's kind of where I'm looking.
Okay, cool. And I like that because a lot of people have started and are comfortable with cold calling, and whether cold calling is door to door, knocking a door, hey, can I give you a bid, or physically picking up the phone and calling people saying, hey, can I give you a bid? Probably easiest way to start, just because most people are familiar with it. Doesn't take any money, doesn't take any experience. And if you do it long enough, eventually you'll get a customer. So love cold calling, but it's good way to start, not a great way to grow because it's hard to scale, right? You either got to pay someone to cold call, which is very expensive, or you got to do it yourself, which is very time consuming. So I love that you're saying, hey, I'd like to get something, and tell me if I'm putting words in your mouth, but I hear you saying, I'd like to get something more automated that will bring me leads, whether I'm out there cold calling or not.
That's correct.
Okay, cool. So couldn't be more on board with what you're trying to achieve. B, if you've listened to the show at all, you know that the first question I'm going to say is, well, who is your market, right? Because unfortunately, it's not just like, well, for every human being and every business in the entire world, this is the right way. Sadly, it's not true. It really depends right on who you're trying to sell to. So give me a little feedback on who you're trying to sell to, and then we'll see if we can't get a couple ways to generate leads for you.
All right. Well, I'm going for businesses that may or may not own their own buildings, but they control the cleaning service, and places that are at least 10,000 square feet or so. So we're talking at least a couple hours of work.
Okay.
And also they're 5 days a week or more, because that's kind of fits into what I'm doing. And my experience has been less than that is more difficult to manage as far as supervising employees.
Yeah, I would agree. My favorite accounts are those 2 to 3 person teams, 2 to 4 hours a night, 5 nights a week. You literally just put a team on and you get paid every month on autopilot with minimal kind of hands-on experience. So I love what you're doing. I wouldn't say that's quite a niche yet. It's a great target market, but that's a little different than a niche. So what you want to find is a niche within that target market of lawyers always need 5 day a week cleaning, or banks, or car dealerships, or you get to fill in the blank. But again, if the way that you're going to attract a lawyer is going to be very different, or an owner of a law practice is going to be very different than the way you attract the owner of a childcare facility, right? Their pains are going to be different. Mm-hmm. If you try and use childcare facility bait, so to speak, for owner of law practice, you are going to have no bites. So it's not fair for me to go, well, here, do this, because that may not be the case. So first and foremost, you've got to pick a niche, and a niche is shared pain, right? So the with me, it's owners of cleaning companies, and I know that your pain is going to be somewhat universal. I don't have to start all over every time I coach you. I don't have to go, okay, now wait a second. What do you mean residential? What's commercial? I don't understand. What do you do? What's going on with your life? I don't, you know, I just know more about owners of cleaning companies than pretty much any human alive. So we want to get you to the point where, let's call it lawyers, you know more about people that own law practices in the greater Seattle area than any person alive. And then we're going to use that data to create, to attract lawyers. But we can't, again, you just got to use the right bait for the right critter. And if you don't know what critter you're hunting, it's hard for me to say what bait. So is there within that space of over 10,000 feet, they make the decision for who does the cleaning. It's not managed by a property manager, 5 nights a week, any niche within there that you think would be good to start in, and we can kind of find a way to attract some of those clients.
Okay. Well, my current clients are all industrial, where they have a warehouse or manufacturing facilities attached to offices.
Okay, good.
So I do, like a Cummins truck repair, for instance.
And do those meet your requirements that you're talking about with the 5 nights a week and the hours that you're looking for in terms of clients?
Yes, they do.
Perfect. So yeah, because sometimes people go, well, here's who I have now, and it's not at all who they want. And say, well, hold on, do you want to get more of what you got, or do you want to get who you want? So it's good that you've already got who you want. So let's call it manufacturing or industrial. So one is a truck, you said a truck dealership or truck repair? What kind of?
Like it's repair services for a Cummins.
Okay, so big truck repair. How many of those are there in the greater Seattle area?
How many for Cummins or how many old?
No, just truck repair, industrial truck repair.
Oh, there's a lot.
A dozen, 100, 1,000? Over 100. Okay, perfect.
Over 100, yeah.
So that's a big enough. And what's an average one of those worth to you per month?
An average one? Probably about somewhere between 25 and 4 grand a month.
So if we called it 3 grand, is that fair?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So 3 grand a month. If they stay 3 years, which that's a little longer than usual, but that's $100,000 account. And if there's, you said over 100, so let's say 100 will be conservative. If there's 100 and you say, hey, I'm going to go after these guys, and you just got 10% of them next year, right? All you did for all of your client attraction opportunities were just focused on these 100 or 123 or 147 or however many they are, but all the ones that you feel meet your criteria. If you just got 10% of them, that's 1 a month, right? Not even 1 a month. 2 months, you get nothing. But 10 months out of the next 12, you get one. You're like, well, that doesn't seem that great. Well, if their average of $3,000 a month, you'd increase your business by 30 grand a month or about $350,000 a year. Would that meet your growth goal?
Absolutely, it would.
All right, perfect. So I would just really focus on that. I mentioned it before, but I want to make sure I hit it again because it's really good. Chet Holmes has a book called The Ultimate Sales Machine, which is excellent. I'll try to put a link to it in the show notes page. Chet Holmes, Ultimate Sales Machine. Chet's passed away, which is a big bummer to me when I read the whole book. I'm like, man, what's this guy up to? He's a genius. And then I found out he had passed, which is sad. So I want to tell you that so you don't have to go through the same sadness I went through after getting to know him through his book. But one of the chapters, he talks about the concept of a Dream 100. And he talked about how he had he worked at a magazine in ad sales, and he realized that everybody was, they didn't have of like the biggest, you know, there was like 100 people, give or take, or companies that bought 80% of the ad space or would spend, you know, the big bucks, right? Buy a full page ad every month. Mm-hmm. And everybody else was, but they didn't have any of those ads. So he's like, everyone else was dealing with, you know, thousands of little ads. And he said, nope, all I did for the whole first year was I put together Dream 100 of these are the big customers that I want to get, and I did nothing but work on them, and he outsold every other salesperson combined because he just got like 12 of those monster accounts, and those 12 beat the snot out of the 30 or 40 small accounts that everyone else got. So I would encourage you, if these are $3,000 accounts, that's, and you can just get in 10 of them would be meet your goals for growth. Just identifying them is huge. So I'm going to give you some, in the time that we've got remaining, I'm going to give you some specific ways to generate leads for them. But I got to tell you, 90% of the benefit is if you could just get a list of name, right? Because we need the decision maker's name. And if you've got a niche, you'll know if that guy's called the office manager, the general manager, the owner, the facilities manager, whatever his name is or whatever his title is, you'll know that because you'll be the expert in facilities manager. So ideally, you want to put together a list of around 100, right? If there's 150 in your trading area, then by golly, get all of them. But they have to meet your criteria of 5 days a week, over 10,000 square feet. They have to be an industrial truck company. And if you could just get 10 of those, you'd crush it. So I really want to encourage you, don't overlook the fact that, hey, we just picked a niche for you that's going to meet your needs. One last thing before we move into that. Do they have pain? If you talk to 10 of them and said, hey, how's your janitorial service? Would the bulk of them go, it's fine. We hired a guy 3 or 4 years ago. Haven't thought about it since. It's great. Or they go, good Lord, I'm ready to choke somebody. These guys are the worst. It's such a huge pain in the neck. I want to kill somebody. Which of those scenarios do you think you'd get?
I think I'd get a lot of people complaining about the quality and consistency.
Cool. Because we need that. If they don't have any pain, it's a bad niche, right? So the two things we need are quality and quantity. Quality is, or quantity is, we've covered, right? There's 100 of them. Each, the average one's $3,000. If you got 10 or 10% mm-hmm. of them, that would be, so we've got the quality covered. I'm sorry, we've got the quantity covered. Quality is, do they have pain and they have the money to solve that pain? And with residential, sometimes they have pain, but no money. With commercial, generally, if they've got pain, they've got the money to solve it. So I'll take you at your word that if you ask them, they would say, yes, it's a pain in the neck. I'm frustrated. They don't do a good job. That them not doing a good job makes my life difficult, and we've got the money to solve it. Are those all fair assumptions before we go forward?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, cool. So the next step is to find out where they hang out. Do they have an association? Is there a... actually, I know there is because I spoke at the International Truck Parts Association recently, and they have that. So first and foremost, I would join that association. Because that's where they hang out, right? So that association mm-hmm. might meet, and there might be all 100 of them right there in one room all together every month, right? And because you're the right. only janitorial company that has that as a niche, you'll be the only one there, right? If you go to BOMA, Building Owners Managers Association, it's going to be nothing but janitors, right? Because that's everybody's niche. It's not even a niche. It's just a broad category of people that buy janitorial service. But if you go to the ITPA, and again, maybe it's a different niche in Seattle. I don't know, you know, what's big there, but I promise you they've got an association, right? For the cleaning companies, it's ISSA, International. I think it's the National Sanitary Supply Association. But that's where janitors go mm-hmm. hang out. If I wanted to sell, I'd go there. Actually, they just had their annual meeting. And so do you know of an association that these guys belong to?
I don't. So that's something I can look at.
First and foremost, ask these guys where they hang out. If there's an association, be that guy that's always at the event when they need someone to volunteer for the board or put together a committee or do whatever. Joseph's there. If they got the doors open, Joseph's there and he's helping out any way he can. You build that relationship like that. It's very easy. Once you sat on the board with a guy and done work with a guy and he owns this kind of a company and he finds out that you do the janitorial work, it's a slam dunk, man. It's really hard to not get that business because all we're really like trying to do is get them to know, like, and trust us, right? When we go cold call, that's a bear.
Right.
It's very hard in the span of 12 seconds to get someone to know, like, and trust you on the telephone when you've interrupted them, right? Because they've been doing one thing and the phone rings and they're doing another thing. So first and foremost, get to know your niche. And I think we've done a great job on that. Second of all, find out where they hang out and go there. So find out what their association is. And there's a lot of ways you can do that. You can... and I'm just going to, just with the association, I'm going to show you the multiple different ways we can market to them. A, if it's an association, they probably have meetings every month, right? Or at least every quarter, go to those meetings. Now, instead of cold calling, they come to that meeting expecting to network. Hey, I'm looking to meet other people that can help me make my truck repair business better. And guess what? You're there. Hey, I'm here to find people that I can help make their truck repair business better. So now instead of interrupting them, and being a cold call guy, that's annoying. You're on a consultant level that they see you as a peer because you're in this group with them. So the first way is to show up at the meetings. The second way is buy a list. A lot of times if you join, and they'll have two kinds of memberships. Usually there's a member rate, and then there's I forget what they call them, but like basically a vendor. They won't call it that. They'll call it an associate membership or whatever, but it's vendors. You'll be a vendor. Sometimes they'll give you the list for free. Sometimes you can buy the list. Sometimes it's just on the website. So once you've got that list, you could call. Now, and I'm not saying you should cold call, but if you did call them, you could go a whole different deal. Hey, I'm also a member of the whatever association. Very different if someone calls me. I'm a speaker and I'm a member of the National Speakers Association. If another member of the National Speakers Association calls me, I'm going to take that call much better than some stranger I don't know, right? So I'm not saying you have to cold call, but you've almost, it's not quite warm calling, but it's a lot warmer if you call and get the receptionist and they're like, hey, why do you want to talk to Mike? Who's this? Or can I tell him who's calling? Oh, this is Joseph. He and I are both members of the local blah, blah, blah branch. I think I saw him at the last thing. That call is going to go through 100 times more often than the other. Fair?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Same with mail, same with email. So same with Facebook. You can go to Facebook and say, only show these ads to people, A, now that you've got your target market, only show this ad to people that either like that page of the association, right? Or people that are a member or that have this title, right? They might be specific enough if they say, you know, general manager of truck repair. You can sometimes you can't get that specific on Facebook, but generally you can say only people that like this page. So if you've got the association, most of the time, if I'm a member of the Truckers Association or Truck Repair Association, I probably like their Facebook page. So I can tell Facebook, right, show me, only show this ads to people that like that page. So just in that, we can now mail to them. And what I mail, just direct mail, can be very expensive. But if you're only mailing to people that A, are in your target market, B, that you know more about than anyone else, C, that they're in the same association with, and you mail them an offer that's compelling, and you know how to put together a compelling offer because you know they're paying better than anybody else, that's a piece of mail that they're going to read. You can also buy an email list. You can put on a webinar. You can put on a lunch and learn where you buy these guys lunch and go, hey, anyone that's a member of the first 12 guys that are a member of this association, and obviously, if you're a member of the association, you own a truck thing, is welcome to come to this lunch and learn, and that would be a $300 thing. So see how before you knew anyone, I'm like, I don't know, man, where do they go? But as soon as you told me who they are, right, it's like, well, A, go to the association, own that. B, if you are going to do any sort of cold calling, use that. Hey, we're both a member of this association. C, see if you can buy the list from the folks or access the list from the association. If you can't, oftentimes they'll let you do a webinar, advertise in their newsletter, speak at the event, buy a booth at the event. You can do a lunch and learn and mail to the people offering them to come to the free lunch and learn. You can mail to them offering a free cleaning or a half price cleaning. But the possibilities at this point are endless now that you know who they are. So the trick is, now that you know who they are, really find out their pain, because all the media I'm giving you are great ideas. But if you send that right media to the right market with the wrong message, it will fail. So the one thing that you and I can't do here on the phone is find out what their pain is and craft a message that's better able to communicate to them than anyone else that they've ever heard. So that's the one piece that you've got to kind of do as homework, is craft that message. Once you craft that message, if you play back this podcast, I think I've given 5 or 6 or 7 specific ways that you can put that message in front of your target audience. So that's my spiel. I'm officially stepping down off my soapbox. Any questions or needs on that before we hit the lightning round?
No, you've given me a good direction here.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think hopefully you're excited about some of the association stuff and the lunch and learns, and there's all sorts of good stuff. But literally, just by identifying that list of 100 or so folks that are your target customer, I think that's going to make your life so much easier. All right, enough of me talking. We're going to get you've been doing this for over a decade. I'm sure you've got some wisdom that Clean Nation can get some benefit from. Three quick questions, three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
Let's see. I thought about this for a while because I listened to the podcast. Probably, you're only a failure if you stop trying. So just keep going and eventually you'll figure stuff out.
Hard to disagree with that. That's just great common sense, if not wisdom. Great share. Second question, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can learn from?
Not being prepared having a plan to deal with employees and inspections and such. That's definitely my biggest mistake.
Got it. Beautiful. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice that will improve their lives and or their business?
Just get started. Don't procrastinate. Don't think you have to have the ultimate plan. Just get started doing something.
I couldn't agree more. Pick something small or big and say, you know what? I'm just going to do the first thing, right? If you want to lose 20 pounds, you don't have to buy a bunch of diet exercise and throw out all the stuff in your house or whatever. You can just start with this next meal. I'm not going to go to In-N-Out. Love you guys, In-N-Out Burger. Don't take any offense. I'm going to have a salad. Like, love that. Just like, get started. Pick something little and go get them. All right, Joseph, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate Cleaning Nation. Appreciate you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Joseph's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.